Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second, the right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third, the first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mike Lum. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Santo Alcala. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Santo Alcala. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jack Clark. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chris Spear. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffey. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Spear applying the tag. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alcala fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Geronimo reaches third base with a triple. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geronimo scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Evans steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Santo Alcala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomasson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomasson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geronimo. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Geronimo steals second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alexander. Geronimo moves to third. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Geronimo scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Reds. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Concepcion strikes out. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-1 in the game. Plummer takes first base on ball 4. Lum moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-1 in the game. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Lum moves to third. Plummer moves to second. Santo Alcala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcala is 0-1 in the game. Alcala takes first base on ball 4. Lum scores. Plummer moves to third. Flynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LeMaster. Plummer scores. Flynn scores. Alcala moves to third. Rose moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Reds. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-2 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Clark reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. Alexander scores. Adams moves to third. It's 6-3, Reds. Manny Sarmiento now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lum strikes out. 1 out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Manny Sarmiento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarmiento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sarmiento for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Dave Heberlo. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lum, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Alexander scores. It's 6-5, Reds. Dave Rader pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's Reds, 6, Giants, 6. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 6. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing second base. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Charlie Williams now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Griffey reaches third base with a triple. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Griffey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Geronimo trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Will McEnany now pitching. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Sadek pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Plummer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a line drive into right field. Griffey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Griffey. Thomason goes all the way around to score. Spear moves to third. It's 7-6, Giants. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Giants. Ken Wright's pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Ken Wright's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Plummer takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to second. Rob Dressler now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flynn bunts towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Concepcion moves to third. Plummer moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Will McEnany. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. Plummer moves to third. It's 8-7, Giants. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Plummer scores. Rose moves to second. It's Reds, 8, Giants, 8. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Henderson now pitching. Tony Perez now playing first base. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Geronimo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Geronimo. Mercer moves to third. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomason is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henderson has Mercer trapped. He runs over and tags Mercer for the out. Thomason moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lum takes first base on ball 4. Ed Armbruster pinch runs for Mike Lum. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Armbruster. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Armbruster steals second. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armbruster moves to third. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Plummer hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Armbruster now playing left field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a line drive towards first. Thomason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Rob Dressler. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose throws to second for 1, and Flynn throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Matthews moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer is walked intentionally. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomason is walked intentionally. Mercer moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 8. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Tom's now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Joe Henderson. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffey. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Griffey steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffey moves to third. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Ed Armbrister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbrister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Toms fields it and throws to home to get Griffey. Youngblood moves to third. Geronimo moves to second. 1 out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Reds. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.